Log Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, where you may be over in the world. This is Larry Elliott, WFYT Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting on remote from Nashville, Tennessee. We are going to have a very interesting show this afternoon, this morning, or good evening, wherever you may be. We have a special guest with us. So excited about having her with us, Dr. Joanne Barge from Southern California. She's been a guest on this show before, but we wanted to bring her back, and we want to talk about something I think that really affects a lot of people. Here where we are in Nashville, we see a lot of people now that are going to work, coming to lunch, doing a lot of things, and it's a Monday. And Mondays sometimes have what we call the Monday morning blues. And we want to bring Joanne on now and let her explain to us some of the things that affect people that pertains to Monday. Dr. Joanne Barge, are you there?
Yes, I am, Larry. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. Yeah, it's afternoon here in Tennessee, and I tell you what, out there I think it's what, around 11 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It's a little confusing, doesn't it? Because it's going everywhere.
Yes, it is, especially when you're doing international calls and production. I want to give out the number where they can give us a call if they would like to. You can give us a call at 347-205-9429, or you can tweet us if you like. We send out several tweets to people all around the world, or you can just email us at Elliott, ELLIOTT21US@yahoo.com. Dr. Barge, let me ask you some questions here before we start taking calls and tweets.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about Monday morning. Why are people so, I don't want to say depressed, but what is it about Mondays and Monday mornings that really get people going or not going?
Well, Larry, it's kind of the opposite of, you know, what we, many of us in America say, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, you know?
Right.
It's the opposite of that. It's the beginning of the work week. And I think there are some people that are absolutely relieved to have it be the work week because their weekends are not what they'd like. Or for many of us, Sunday's a kind of family day, and some of us don't have families. So Monday can be a relief. For a lot of people, though, Monday morning can be very anxiety-producing or depressing. If you're really ambitious and you're going back to work, you may be just anxious about your performance for the week. But I think right now there's a lot of people unemployed, and in the unemployment and looking for jobs, and Monday comes around and they're going to, you know, hit the streets looking for a job again, or they're just sitting there, feeling useless or not part of things.
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Barge. Now, that's quite interesting. I guess it affects the entire makeup, I guess, the psyche of a person. If they're unemployed, the economy's bad, they have no money again. I guess even if they do have a job, that still may affect them as far as productivity. Would you agree with that?
I'm sorry, Larry, but there's a lot of static, a lot of background noise where you are. I didn't hear it fully. If somebody's employed?
Yeah, say for instance, if somebody's employed, we're on a remote location here, and we have a lot of people around us, but if somebody is employed, and they go to work, and let's say for instance, they did not have a good weekend, how does that affect their productivity?
Well, it could go either way. Some people throw themselves into work as a defense and actually become more productive, but if they're feeling really, you know, sad, I mean, I don't know, they're not getting along with their partner or you know, dates didn't work out, or there was a family fight. It can reduce their productivity.
Okay.
Also, it's a bit of an aside, but a lot of people, particularly if they have a drinking problem, drink a lot on the weekends. So Mondays can be kind of a hangover day. Used to be one of our diagnostic criteria. Did you, do you miss a lot of Monday mornings? Are you late on Monday mornings? Have flu a lot on the Mondays?
I guess, Dr. Barge, a lot of people really don't look at this. You know, I would call it the Monday morning blues because there are so many things that actually can affect a person going to work on Monday morning. We have a tweet in here from a young man. His name is Justin. Justin is 27 years old, and he says he hates Mondays. He hates Mondays because, number one, he's a night person. He hates to get up. And he said he could understand the drinking problem since he is so young. So he wants to know what would be the best way for him in order to improve his Monday morning blues.
Well, why does he hate it? Hi, Justin. Why does he hate?
He hates getting up. He said he has those hangovers that you were talking about. He just hates getting up. He does not like Monday. So I guess the best thing for Justin to do is to change jobs, huh?
Well, or don't drink so much Sunday nights. if he's drinking a lot, honestly, the best way to feel better is to take the B-complex vitamins and drink a lot of water. But that's not a psychological thing. I mean, I don't know how to make it. I mean, that's not a psychological question.
Okay.
He's staying up late, drinking too much. I mean, you can drink less B vitamins. The alcohol industry was going to put B vitamins in alcohol. I mean, they were, they really considered it because it takes all the B vitamins out of your system, and that's why you're nervous, partly.
Wow. We're live on remote with Dr. Joanne Barge from Los Angeles, California. We would like for you to call in at 347-205-9429, or you can email us at elliot21us@yahoo.com. Dr. Barge, let me ask you this. What about someone who is out of work, depressed? Can you tell us a little bit about the suicide rate among people like that, especially on a Monday? Are more suicides committed on Monday than any other part of the week?
You know, I don't have the answer to that. I'm sorry. I don't have the answer to that. My thought about doing this actually came years ago. I ran a group for retired people, and it was after being unemployed myself for a little while, and it was by choice at the time, but Mondays would come around, and I would just feel so left out. Everybody else was going to work, and I felt anxious and left out, and I didn't quite know what to do with myself. So when I did go back to work, it was with the Kaiser Permanente Medical Group. I ran a group for retired people, and it was wonderful, and it helped them a lot. It was Monday morning, and it was more of a support group, but so many people, when they retire, or now in this situation, are laid off. You know, if you're not prepared for it, it can really be serious.
Let me ask you this question then. If you're laid off and you're a little bit down and out, how does that affect you psychologically? What will that do to a person, and how can you help them?
Well, if you're down and out, you're going to feel bad. If you really feel bad, you're really anxious, stressed out about it, or depressed, that can affect your immune system. I mean, it can have serious medical consequences in the end. Actually, retired people, particularly men whose identity is associated with their work, they tend to die within 2 years of retirement if they haven't prepared for it. That's
really?
If they haven't prepared for it, yes.
Well, let me ask you this. It's very sad. Let, Okay, say for instance, if somebody is reaching the age of retirement, Dr. Barge, and they have not prepared for retirement, would they be better off continuing working?
They'd be better off to continue to work until they're prepared. So preparation has to say, okay, who am I when I stop working? What am I going to do? I have a whole day to fill. Maybe you do some volunteer work. Or you've always wanted to work in your garden or help at the local community center or something. But you've got to have a, or maybe you've always wanted to travel and you do. But you got to have a purpose. You know, we all need a purpose and a meaning into our lives and an identity. And if our identity is nothing, nobody, if that's how we feel about it, it's true. There's lots of men that, like, couldn't wait to retire, retired, boom, dead in a year. Because they weren't prepared. And I've worked with a lot of...
I just want all my listening audience to really pay attention to what you're saying, because that's very important. You know, we have a lot of people now, Dr. Barge, that have been laid off from work. Their retirement's been just kind of, I guess, depleted. So I think this is very vital information. I did not know that 2 years, if you're not prepared, you may kick the bucket. So I want my audience to really, really understand that. And we also have another tweet in here that came from Facebook. And this particular question is from a young lady named Tammy. Tammy wants to know, Dr. Barge, how does this Monday morning blues, if you want to call it that, how does this affect young people? How can young people deal with that? Do they have some of the same problems as middle-aged or older people have?
Well, they're not going to... is she talking about being employed or not?
I think she's talking pretty much about the depression and the effects that it has on one's psychic and also on one's body. She wants to know whether or not it affects young people as it does, I guess, older people, because she says here that she's young, she's vibrant, but she's unemployed now, and she's been unemployed now for about 2 weeks, and she really wants to know how this is going to affect her if she cannot find a job.
Well, it affects everybody the same. It's just that I think when you're younger, you have your whole life ahead of you, so you can say, well, I will get a job. You know, something will change for me. As you get older or you're retiring, there's not that to look forward to. Tammy has a lot to look forward to, I'm assuming, and she's got to hang on to that. And maybe out looking for jobs, helpful and not allowing herself to get too discouraged because, you know, there's not a lot of jobs right now. If she finds herself getting depressed, particularly if it's affecting sleep and appetite, then she should see somebody that can help her. Because depression has a bad effect on the immune system, there's no question.
Dr. Barge, if you would, tell us, how can people get in contact with you, particularly there in the Southern California area? Can you give your phone number and your website? Be so kind to do that for our audience, please.
Yeah, but let me say, though, if people want, I can't do free work. I got to say that because after the last one, I got a lot of emails asking questions. I did the best I could to answer some of them, but I just can't do that. But if somebody wants to set up a consultation or something, my website is www.drbarge.com, and it's just drbarge.com.
Okay. And Dr. Barge, I can really appreciate what you're saying. You probably, my last broadcast, you probably got a lot of emails from people who just want to call in and get a free consultation, but I'm here to tell you guys, she's not in the free business. She's professional, she's very qualified, and what she does, she needs to be compensated for what she provides, which is a great service. Now, since we got all of that out of the way, now you know that you can call Dr. Barge, or you can actually email Dr. Barge and visit her website, and she will consult with you for a fee. We also would like for you to call us at 347-205-9429 or either email us your question through tweet, LinkedIn, or Facebook at Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, 21, U-S, at yahoo.com. So, Dr. Bosch, I guess the last time when you was on the show, you probably got a lot of emails from people who just wanted, I guess, free advice, huh?
Well, yeah, my heart goes out to them, but it's like each situation is very specific and unique, even though we're talking about a general problem that affects many people.
Mm-hmm,
and in
mm-hmm.
order to really help them, I need to spend a considerable time, you know. And I couldn't
right.
really get to the emails. I answered a few, and then it was like, okay. Mm-hmm. What I recommend is if you're not in the Los Angeles area, there are most cities have a university.
Mm-hmm.
And universities with medical schools have usually get a lot of research grants, and they've got a department of psychiatry and they'll run groups, and they have a department of psychology, and they'll run groups and do, you know, you can get some help there or good referrals there. They're local.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people that, and it's often
okay.
a lot less money.
Right.
But it's not that I don't want to help. I just can't be helping for free too much.
I understand that. So they can they can visit your website, and I'm glad that people have an interest in your services, but you need to understand that Dr. Barge is a professional and that she's very good at what she does. We have another tweet in here from a homemaker. This is a housewife. And she feels sometimes, even though she has three children and she's a homemaker, she feels sometimes depressed because of the fact, especially on the weekend. She says that she spends a lot of time with her husband and children on the weekend, but after the weekend, Dr. Barge, she feels like her whole world collapsed. And she wants to understand and know why is that, and what could she do to help prevent that from happening?
Well, again, it's a unique situation, but many homemakers, you know, they got big jobs to do at home, and they're with their family all weekend, and then come Monday, spouse goes to work, hopefully,
uh-huh.
you know, in this economy, hopefully, and spouse goes to work and your kids go off to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little
mm-hmm.
bit like empty nest syndrome, only just on Mondays. Usually
right.
there's something you get going during the week. It just doesn't feel as bad on Tuesday anymore. You sort of get past that initial, you know, slump,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
you bounce back. If not, I would recommend figuring out something to do Monday morning that would make you feel better, whether it's getting up and going for a run or to the gym or to some sort of support group or
mm-hmm.
mommy and me class or daddy and me class, any kind
mm-hmm.
of class, an art class, anything that interests you, something that just gets you going, feeling more connected to yourself. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Yeah, it makes a whole lot of sense. This is Larry Elliott, WFYT Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting on remote here from Nashville, Tennessee. We are live with Dr. Joanne Barge, a psychotherapist located there in Southern California. And what we're talking about today, we're talking about Mondays. How does Mondays affect you, your life, your lifestyle? And a lot of people actually have a lot of problems on Monday. Hate to say it's a negative day, but face it. I guess it is. Now, Dr. Barge, we've got
but it is for a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess so. We've got, I don't know the different, the location, Santa Barbara, California. I don't know how close that is from you, but we've got a LinkedIn question here from Santa Barbara, California. How far is that from you, Dr. Barge?
Well, I have one patient drives in once a week to see me from Santa Barbara, and it's about an hour at the time she comes, so...
Okay.
It's just north of me. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Well, this is a LinkedIn question from Judy from Santa Barbara, California. Judy, you in the area, so you can go by and consult with Dr. Barch if you want to. What Judy would like to know She would like to know how to prevent all of this from happening in the first place. Should she come to see you first? She says she really does not have a problem, but she said there are some problems with her job and she may be laid off. But she wants to know how to prevent all of this kind of stuff from happening to her before it happens.
Well, okay, Judy, if you're really thinking you might be laid off, now a lot of people are very worried about that, and that's another thing that's causing anxiety on Monday mornings for people, you know? Am I in the
mm-hmm.
next to go? I hear it all the time with people who have great jobs, good incomes. It's a scary time. There's no two ways about it. But if you think you might be laid off, a good game plan would be, or even the possibility is, okay, if it's, you know what? Let me back up. Mental preparation is also emotional preparation. Anytime we're prepared, we handle things better.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, okay, mm-hmm. my parents sick and dying. Okay, I hate seeing them suffer, but it's actually easier for me because, in a way, because I'm getting prepared for the ultimate,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
outcome.
I see.
If you're in a job where you think, I see them cutting back around me, they could cut me back, what's my game plan? What am I going to do if they do? Where am I going to go look for work? What will I do during the time that I'm unemployed? What kinds
mm-hmm.
of things do I like to do? Do I have friends that I could do something with? It's preparation. It's about
mm-hmm.
mental and emotional preparation, and that's the same thing with the retirement.
Right. Now, she's also asking, too, Doctor, she wants to know maybe if she could maybe start a home-based business and do something from home. She says she makes these dolls, and she wants to sell them maybe on eBay or sell them online or something of that sort. She feels that that will actually help her if she's laid off. And she said the only thing that she's concerned about now is making the same type of income that she's accustomed to. So her question is this. If she started a home-based business, that would be better, I guess, than nothing, is what she says, correct?
Well, of course. And what was she going to make, dolls?
Yeah, she makes these dolls, she says. And
uh-huh.
she wanted to sell them on eBay and online, but she's never did that before. She's kind of anxious about that, but she says she's very good at making these dolls. So she's kind of mixed up right now.
Well, if you have some income coming from home, that's a preparation. You
mm-hmm.
still may feel, what kind of work does she do? Can she answer that?
Yeah, she says she gets into accounting.
Accounting?
Right.
Oh. Well, that's... Okay, she's busy now with tax season probably, you know. Part of the depression comes from how identified are you with it and then working with other people and suddenly you're by yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if she starts, that sounds like something she wants to do. Total aside, but I bought these two dolls before that are so cute. They're unbelievable, from Little Souls Incorporated. She should look them up. They come from Scotland or someplace, but they're...
Wow, that's interesting.
I love them.
So,
they're like my kids.
So, well, you know, Dr. Barge, when she drives in, when Judy, you drive in to see Dr. Barge there from Santa Barbara, I think she told me it's about an hour from you, so, you know, just bring one of your dolls, and she might take a look at that. Dr. Barnes, let me ask you another question. We have a question here from a man. His name is Antonio.
Okay.
Antonio, he's in San Antonio, Texas. Now, here's what he would like to know. He says that he's read all these books on positive thinking, feel-good books, and all of these different things. And he really, he's trying to determine whether or not all of this positive stuff helps. Like he said, he looked at The Secret, he read the book, he saw the video. He said he looked at some of this Anthony Robbins thing, and he just wanted to know whether or not is that stuff good for the psyche, or is he just wasting his money?
Well, you're getting some good questions. I think that's stuff, if you will, I think it's good. It's better to think positive than negative. It works to the degree that you don't have something subconscious going on that's going to pull you the other direction.
Right.
So I've seen people, you know, who've read every possible thing and gone to this particular, I won't name a church because I think it's actually a good church, but a positive thinking kind of non-denominational church they went to and all this stuff, and nothing changed at all because there was an unconscious desire actually in this particular person to make his parents feel bad for not being very good. They were both alcoholic parents, and so he kind of wanted to be parented still, and he was kind of punishing him, but he didn't know it. So he was actually quite capable of moving forward and doing well, and he is now, but he had a subconscious drive that he was unaware of, so he read all kinds of stuff and nothing changed. Until he became aware of that subconscious intention.
Right.
And then he could decide whether he wanted to keep it or not. So it works. Yes, absolutely it works, Antonio, if you don't have something unconscious pulling you in another direction.
I see.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, Doctor. He asked another question here. He said he spent hundreds of dollars. He said if not thousands on this. And he said he feels better. He says, but some of the things, I guess you've already addressed this, he said some of the things that he just cannot let go of, and he doesn't mention what they are, but he says that a lot of people tell him he needs to just let it go, forget it, and move forward. And he says, how do you do that? How can you just really, I guess,
can you ask him if it's to do with, like, relationships?
Yeah, he says he's been married twice, and this second marriage is going horrible for him, he says. So that's why
you might want to get some marriage counseling to help that, but if it has to do with a relationship and you're feeling hurt and resentful, angry still, is it that kind of a thing?
Yes, that's what he's saying. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This really works. It might sound hokey to some people, but it really works. Is if you write a letter to the person, and before you fall off your seat, it's not going to the person. It's a totally candid, Dear Larry, you know, I love you, but I hate you, and I'm mad, this is it. It might be one page, it might be five pages, it might be 10, just until you're exhausted and you have nothing else to say. Then you go read it to someone you trust, a therapist, a minister, priest, rabbi, whatever, that you know you can trust and will keep it confidential.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's cathartic, and it usually, somebody gives you some feedback, might help you point out something in you that you could work on a little bit to help yourself. Then when you're done, if you have a fireplace, if not, find one, equivalent, and go burn it. There's something about burning it. You can always tear it up and throw it down the toilet, but that doesn't have the same effect as just watching it kind of go to ashes. It's just done. It's very therapeutic and has helped so many people. They get all their feelings out. They recognize feelings they didn't even know they had in the writing of it. In the reading of it, it's cathartic, and then when they, you know, let it just burn in a fireplace, there's just something like it. There's a feeling of it's really going.
Okay,
and it usually does.
Well, we got 54 seconds here on the air. Antonio, write the letter, find somebody you trust, and burn it, and let this, whatever's bothering you, subside. So, Doctor, once again, give us your address, your email address, and also your website, please.
Okay, well, my website is www.dr, just dr, no period, doctor abbreviated, bars like a boat, drbarge.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a phone number on there, and the it's right there. If you click on it, it has the email.
Sounds
but
great.
But it's Joanne at drbarge.com.
Dr. Barge, it's so good to have you on the air with us today. We'd
thank
like for
you.
Our listeners. Thank
I hope
you so
I've been
much.
Helpful.
Very, very helpful. We'd like for our listeners to give you a call, visit the website, where they will be able to contact you, particularly the young lady, Judy, there in Santa Barbara. We actually would like for her to drive down and see you because I think it would be very, very helpful for her. Dr. Barge, hopefully sometime in the near future, we'll have you back because we've got several people here. These calls are never long enough. We have
I know.
Several people that did not get in contact with you that have several questions, very good questions. But we will be contacting you again, and thank you so much for
Larry,
being on the
I always
air live.
Like doing your show because you make it easy and fun. And I love Billie Jean. What a great way. Do you start that with the most of the time?
Yes, we do. Billie Jean, yeah, we like that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when we do that overseas, they just love it as well. So once again, my friend, thank you so very much for joining us today. This is Larry Elliott, WFYT, Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting on remote here from Nashville, Tennessee. Our guest has been Dr. Joanne Barge from Southern California. And be sure to contact her. Until next time, Larry Elliott, Nashville, Tennessee, Blog Talk. Have a very, very great and blessed day. Okay. It was a good show, brother. Good show. Love doing this. Love these radio interviews. I like these radio interviews. This is a doctor out in California.
Okay.
Psychotherapist.
Psychiatrist.
Yeah, she's cool. I got one doctor out in California. If I was out there, I'd probably leave my wife on. She is fine.
Well, you tell it.
Oh, me, Cal.
Sorry about that, Malcolm.
Oh, man, that's all right.
I'm glad you put that dead glass of tape.
Yeah, when I see you coming, I'm going to do this.
Give me that, man. You got the mood to cut.
Brother Calvin. You the man, Calvin.
I'm the man that gets to cut over.
What I need to do now, Kev?
Good. You ought to be able
to get the
same. The crickets working?
Yeah. I see it. The only thing that's mentioned, see, I got to do it. I wish I'd never done it, but when I was doing something, I was going to see if it could. I thought it was supposed to update instead of remove the thing. And so, but that has not what you messed up. I still don't have that back the way that is, but I can get into it. I can get in and still do the same thing. It's not, but I'm going to see if I can.
You still get online, right?
No, I'm online with it. I'm online with it now.
Okay.
So,
let me ask you something.
How far does that cricket car go outside the Nashville area? I mean,
it's in another city. You can be in another city and get on two
chances. Yeah, I can go probably everywhere that's cricket now, I guess.
What about Atlanta? They in Atlanta.
Well, I was in Atlanta and cricket was supposed. Well, I don't know about the car. The phone is supposed to work. I didn't get it to work, but it should have worked.
No.
Because I've got that Roman, and Atlanta's one of those cities. You know, I don't think it's working. But if I can find out this deal, hey, it might not matter.
I agree.
If I can get the phone to work and get the Bluetooth to work, guess what? It
doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
You can do that free, too. I mean, what would be the cost?
It might be slower. I don't know, see. Once I get that adapter, I will find out. I'm going to see what the speed difference is, okay? But what you're doing is going through your Bluetooth, and it's supposed to work. It's no reason. It's no reason it shouldn't work. It might be slower, but it's better than nothing.
Right.
Okay, but I'm trying to think. I'm going to figure out this other deal you got some kind of way, but it ain't going to help you. But,
Dr. Joanne Barch. I think I'm going to start putting more emphasis. I'm telling my Phillies, start putting more emphasis on these radio interviews, man. You're
doing a good. I like this, bro.
I like
what she did
there. Did you? Yeah. I like her. She was cool.
But trying to know what you did say you were doing a radio interview. I didn't really. You know, I heard you. Saying you that's what you're gonna do, but I'm really thinking you doing your radio, you know, the thing when you do it, bro. You know, when you have people come. That's the first radio interview I might have made one other time. You did a great job, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I enjoy doing these radio interviews. They fun.
I got to find out when I put my notes.
This woman said that this is our second interview we did with her. This is our second interview we did with this woman. She said she got a lot of emails, people wanting her to do stuff free. They get a lot of response from this.
Okay.
I don't blame her, man. She can do this free.
Yeah, right. Wanting to do free.
Yeah, man. Some of these people,
you know.
Some of them nuts. It's crazy. They have no kind of.
They don't think.
No. It's almost like somebody asking you, Kev, I want you to buy a whole lot of this noni juice and just send it to me for $500.
You can't
do that.
That's what people. Yeah, that's basically, you know.
And that's crazy.
Yeah. That's the same way. I got all my stuff up, baby.
I feel good, like James.
Okay, doesn't that sound familiar? You said that.
James.
Right.
You know, I've been saying that all day. I done rubbed up on you. But I done kept repeating, but I feel good.
I
got
that. I think that's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to change this. I'm going to change it, Brother Kevin.
You're going to change what?
My coffee.
I'm going to put my large stuff. Large? I came up with something. I said, let me change something. I got to see why I store it.
Just don't know.
No, that's where it is. That I left that in.
Do you like, what is that, the Golden Corral?
I like
that place.
I love it.
I think that's a good place.
Yeah.
You get your money from there.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I tell you another place I like pretty good, too, is, what's it called? Ryan's.
Yeah. Does it have any comp?
Mm-hmm. You got to reconfigure your whole system, though.
Huh?
You almost got to reconfigure your whole system.
Well, though. I don't know if I might not, but I made some notes to speed the system up early. You know, before I had all this trouble in life. luckily, I did one smart thing that I normally don't do. But I went in notes on Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
I put notes down. Okay? Because
okay.
I didn't want to have. And everything I did, I did it from the information. And these notes are some stuff that I did. I just did it from them. So I don't have to rewrite nothing. So I never wrote it in the first place, see? I just copied what the thing said, speed it up some. You know, I think I missed some on that cue ball. You know that?
Mm.
I got a feeling I'm missing some. The one thing I didn't think about, I got to update my cue ball. That was one of them.
Look at this. See, this is what I was talking about. Download 1-7 beta software free. Now everyone can download 1-7 software. I'm trying to find it up to LimeWire because I know
that free download. I'm glad I bought it, man. I ain't gonna worry about it. Cause I'm just telling you, London has got you. As long as you ain't got no problems, you probably be okay. If you have problems, what's that free gonna do? Okay, like where I was, that wouldn't have done me no good.
No, it would.
Because I need to find out what my problem is.
Right.
Okay, so I go call and they're going to say, you don't have it. They don't.
What are going to tell you, Gal?
You don't have it. You got it ready. That's why, I really spent some money I didn't need to spend. But in the long run, it's probably something. Well, it's going to be worth it. It's going to speed me up. It's speeding me up. So I don't. That's what the whole thing is.
But I know on that LiveWire, man, they exchange files, and someone's got the license key on LiveWire.
Okay.
And they got, because I know, I downloaded.
Tell me about that. You're talking about the stuff.
Yeah, Blender. I did Microsoft Office.
Yeah, right.
That's how I got it.
Yeah, right. I might do that for Office, because I ain't buying it.
Yeah.
But as much as
I'm just going to see what happens here. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to see.
I forgot, remember I told you how long it's going to take you up today. It takes a long time, man. You might do it on something you don't want to do it. I mean, my machine might not be as fast as yours, okay? But it took five hours, okay? Yours might do it in three, okay? It said by hours, several hours, it just didn't say, okay? So let's say you got a faster machine, just cut it in half. Say it takes 2.5 hours. My sleep wasn't working. So I didn't get upset. I never got enough upset with none of this. Okay? I'm threatened to buy another machine. I said, why buy another machine?
Now look at this.
The machine I got is good. Okay, so,
and see, I don't understand this.
What?
How can they afford to do this for free? I don't understand.
That's that Windows 7 beta, okay? That's that Windows 7 beta, okay? Yeah. You know, somebody's got, they were in beta testing, that's what they probably giving away. You know, somebody got it, it's a beta test, you know? And that's what's happening now.
But I'm going to see.
Okay, I mean, it changed. It won't. It's probably over.
I can download the whole damn computer and blow up.
Well, punch load on one. I wouldn't load it on that.
You would,
okay. Reason I'm saying that, that's where all your work is.
I got it backed up in the house. Probably most of them.
Okay.
I'm just going to see what happens.
Okay.
And if it blows up, I think that's
the way. I mean, they got it going that way. All I'm telling you is to update. I'm trying to think what took me 5 hours. Oh, you remember I had the disc. So I didn't go.
It's just taking 2 minutes.
Okay, whatever it says. But that's just running. That ain't installing.
Mm-hmm. I ain't want to install. I'm going to see if it runs.
Okay. Okay, because it's.
Let's see what happens if it fails.
They either took something out or something. Because like I said, I.
Man, I feel good. Well, you must feel
good. I feel good. I'm obsessed. You might need it for the next 3 days, a week. No. We had something in the attic. I wasn't feeling, I was hitting all these other days. I didn't expect to. You know, one good thing is, I know how to, I learned something out of this process. I know it turns out that it's a bit too bad. Okay? But hey, I was getting ready to go over the computer plus or something. If that noise is going to work, I want to waste some more time.
What you going to do?
I'm going to let them take care of the situation. Now, but see, that's all I needed to do. I had to say that. So it's that threat, see, just to say, hey, you don't have to
waste again. I bet you, bro.
But I was willing. That must be. But I'd already, that's at the north end.
Are you sure? Yes.
But I'm, you know, the one good thing is I knew Norton was the last resort, and I knew, and that's probably the one that was training me up. It could have been both of us, okay?
Well, why would Norton, when you take it off,
no.
Why would it do that?
All I know is, and I thought you were the person that told me
probably
through this whole process, some years back, that Norton would mess up the system when you uninstalled. I thought you told me that, okay?
Yeah. McAfee too.
And, yeah, and so... And I was getting ready to put McAfee on because the bank, I got a free version of it. But I always kept in my mind Larry had a problem with McAfee.
Yeah, but what happens, it's like AOL. But you go to, see, they don't want you to take it off.
Hey, let me tell you something. The other guy, was talking to the corner driver, he told me, he said, you know, I think them companies that make that software
But slow down, man.
Slow down. Very
slow
down.
Yeah.
All I can say, I live through it. But, hey.
The only other thing I can say,
I was strong about it. That's the only other thing.
Yeah, you were.
I've been strong.
I was
strong.
I've been.
And I didn't know what I was going to do. Didn't know how I was going to do it. But I've done everything in the window. And the only thing that kept was calm. If I didn't have that little iPod touch,
you would have been too far, would you?
Yeah, I wouldn't have no way to look up the information. And that's been the blessing is I've been able to track down what to do to being able to get on the internet. See, I couldn't get on the internet.
Well,
something told me the Norton came back, removal came back again. But what I did, I meant to have done it before, was take Kim's commando and done what I did today, okay? I meant to have done that earlier. It knocked out something else, too, with Norton.
You did?
Well, live something. I don't know if it was out there. I don't know if I downloaded it, whatever it is. Whatever. Everything's taken care of. That's all I care about. And so I'll keep this with.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you, I'm telling you,
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm
telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling
you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling
you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm
Yeah, it ended up being pretty good.
I'm not either, but you know, ain't nothing wrong with a good beer every once in a
while. Okay, and I had, the first time I had a dark beer, I had it in Texas. I was down there with Cummings. Well, I was down there with Tim Trust, him and everybody was drinking beer. We was in this barbecue place down in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm the only one drinking iced tea. You know, we bought barbecue and I got my usual sweet tea. Everybody else is drinking beer. I said, well, you know, I think I'm going to, I got friends for me, like, I said, yes, when I wanted a dark, I got a dark beer and it was a Budweiser dog. And then I come back to Nashville, it had a good taste to it. I come back to Nashville and couldn't find a Budweiser dog. So I got a Michelob dog. That was not the right thing to get. I did not like it.
It was bitter?
Very bitter. Dark Michelob, very bitter. I don't like this. So that turns it off. Whatever it is now, I'm happy about this, so I'm going to have to sell it. Celebrate.
That's the reason why I don't like bitter wine.
I don't either. They call that dry.
Right, I don't like
it. I don't like dry wine.
It's good with a steak every once in a while. But that's all we have.
Dry wine, I'm not into. I don't know. And maybe that's what it's good for.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. You got to eat it with the right stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Tom Forrest, is he on?
Now, this thing I got to do in the next week, I got to throw out for sale for any press release. You're going to come up with a number and you don't get it.
He will.
Okay, that's all I can say.
That's
true, okay? I keep trying to prove something. Shut up. No, I'm going to tell you. I was doing a check, but no, you can't really do the same thing. I said I wanted this thing finished by Monday.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of Monday, I wanted to do some cleaning. And I kind of talked to God about it, okay? On a little on the side thing. I didn't really get really down into it, but I did. So he said, I'm going to prove you that I was listening to you. You know, really.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you trust. That's what I said. Just
because
you
trust. That's all
you got to do. Oh, yeah, I got to
go back to
my
daughter.
I got
to
get her some money on my trip. She's still going to Jamaica.
Where is
she? My daughter. Where's she going? She's going. I got 2 minutes she's going. I mean, I just know she's going. I guess she'd be over there about, I don't know how long she'll be over there, a week or two. I don't know how long she'll be over there. You just signed off. Now, you know what all the traffic, I don't try it.
We're
going to stay off that ditch for a while. I'll try it maybe tonight.
You saw where I just signed off?
Huh?
You saw where I just signed off?
Uh-huh. It shoots up. See what it does? Since I'm on instant messages,
uh-huh.
It pops up like that ditch. I mean, it pops up. I know. Well, I got to learn the trick for this. It's something you can do and shake it. I got to learn the tricks on this system when the saddle, but it's got some things in it. I've done all I'm doing with Explorer. I'm back to my normal way now. So, you know, I'll let you be the Explorer expert, but I'm going to make. As long as I get this upgrade on here, I got to have this ABT on. I'm not sure which one it's gave. I hope it ain't that 90 game trial. But I do have the same upgrade. If it's screwed, if it's starting on the charger, I'll delete that right with my removal tool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good thing about this.
Public relations firm is interested in.
Little ways to down, though. I'll take it slow down, though. It's better than nothing, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing like a bitch. The next thing I'm holding off on is that iPad. But I'm going to get an iPad.
Thanks, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get the one with the AT&T service.
But you want the second generation?
I have to keep listening to myself, okay? I used to work for the second generation. And I've
always, I don't think I'm going to wait. I think I'm just
going to get it. Okay, you go on and get familiar with it. You get familiar. But see, the reason I'm going to do it is just wait. And I've had two reasons. Much because I felt that way, but Williams told me to wait.
He said he saw you the other day. He took me out to lunch the other day. It was Saturday.
Okay.
We went over to Wing Basket and ate $35 worth of wings. Me and Sir William.
Sir William, what's up with him? Yeah, he got up.
He's gone to East Tennessee. Huh? He's going to East
Tennessee.
Oh, yeah,
he's going to get that thing. Yeah, we saw each other one.
He's a young man.
It wasn't last week, the week before. Maybe I called you. It was the day I think I called you and told you he was there.
Mm-hmm. Sir, will you?
Did we run into Tom that day? I ran into Tom at some point. Sir, will you? Well, I'm going to tell him out and tell him. I'm saying, where's my? Said, I'm going to kid. You've been talking about that wing there. The other time I've been there, that's the time I went.
I like it, man.
Yeah, man, big
chicken. My wife, we were there last night. I went and got some, got us a chicken sandwich. Load more stuff. Tell me how it would be an advantage to you.
To me, just having my music. I don't think I'm going to ever have 500 gigabytes.
Programs. You put programs on that too,
dude. You put whatever. That's a store. 500 gigabytes.
How much did it cost?
About $118. Hmm. And you know, Kevin, who got 500 gigabytes on that big thing you down here?
Right.
But what I was looking at, you know, because that's all technology. But he knew, he said, you got a terabyte that size. They got more terabytes than that.
Really?
Yeah. And he told me they got a terabyte. I bet you all still in your bag.
How many gigs is that?
Put it this way. You're talking gigabytes, terabytes, and more than gigabytes. Hmm. I don't know how many gigabytes. I don't know how many of you. Hey, I know a guy that's got almost 2 terabytes.
Really?
I just learned the term. It's been over a year. Probably been a year ago when I heard the term terabyte. Probably been less than that. I think you in the heck with no yeah, something like that. 2 months later, I'm running this guy to Symphony. His son is. But this guy's into it. He's retired now. He's. He just came out of the blue sky and he didn't find a terabyte. You know, I thought I just learned the word not too long ago, and now I find out somebody that's got sad. It's probably more. I'm going to have to see what it's even to in gigabytes. But you got to know it's probably 100 or 1,000 times more than when you're talking gigabytes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's starting. See, one day we'll be
talking. You can tell me, if you wanted to put, like, some of your programs on your computer, download new programs, you can put it on that runner.
Yeah. Like this guy, he backs up. He's the first guy.
Hey,
they got too much memory. Remember, I would replace this computer if it'd been bad, okay? But since it wasn't, I didn't.
Okay, we can't even consider that, though.
What?
That gigabyte thing you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the size-wise. Only for me, I ain't even got a 500 gigabyte drive. But for music, I mean, I don't know if I really need that. I ain't gonna do that. But
price ain't bad.
No, for $180, that's not bad. I know. Now I saw something else you need in Staples. They got it. I heard somebody talk about it. They got a camera. It goes this way. And it can do video. I believe it can do video or regular things. You know, record shops made like this. It's about $118. And it's something about the computer. I don't know if you can look at go to the computer bill just like that. There's something about that. I have to recommend read about it. But
this brother right here, he is sharp old man. I've been knowing him for many years.
Okay.
He's an actor,
okay.
Singer, very, very talented. I expect Michael Bond to be big time. I expect him to be big time. He married this girl one time. She was an older lady. Well, she was older than him.
Okay.
And I thought they was going to really make it. She was talented, too. But I guess she felt he was a little bit too young.
Okay.
But the brother is bad.
Okay.
And he wants me to do a press release. He's got a new song.
Oh, yeah, singer.
Oh, yeah, singer, actor, anything else, you can do it.
Okay.
That ain't good.
I got to stick this thing. It must be. Let's see. I don't know if I'm going to where I'm at. Okay. Putting me on, Larry. I got to agree to it, what you think I ought to do. I think I ought to agree to it.
But what?
JBT. Yeah, I've got it. It's too late now.
You ain't gonna have a problem with ABT, man. No, you ain't gonna have a problem.
I'm not gonna have it just because that noise.
I actually use ABT. I use antivirus now.
Wait a minute now. Why do you keep telling me stuff you... Wait, maybe you didn't tell me. I don't know. Maybe one time you did. You used antivirus.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say that. Well, I can say that. I'll let AD.
I picked up some business on Facebook. Facebook is cool. You know how to use Facebook? Facebook is real cool.
No, I'm telling you, I'm going in it. That's why I'm taking you back. I'm going in to buy this magazine. I meant to bother you and I put off.
What is it on?
This is really, this is, and it's just, it's, I use, I've bought it every once in a while, but it's just going over there. Talk a little bit about the iPad, it's going to talk about other ones when it starts coming out. But really, Apple's reason is the main problem. Right, close. Let's go and close everything like that. Okay, I've got it. I
I'm beginning to think.
What's the beginning of that?
That these radio interviews.
You think they're going to think they do?
Yeah.
I keep hearing that, so you know what? That's a message.
I think people are more susceptible on the radio interview. And if you want to kick in a free press release, that's fine. But
what's the 275?
Mm-hmm.
And you did a great job. And I'm sitting here listening to my music, but I was listening to the interview.
The flow?
Yeah, the flow. Yeah, you did a great job on it.
Thank you.
I might have to hire you out.
See, what you can do, you can tweet this. I can tweet it through Dixie, and people will actually write the tweet questions.
Yeah, I saw what that. Yeah, you said, oh, I've got something from Twitter.
Yeah.
I got a question from Twitter. Questions from
Facebook. Yeah.
And so that was nice. Mm-hmm. You know, all of that was nice.
I can spit that out. I can do that before the show and during the show.
You're right.
And people, that, so they're on that live.
You're right.
And you probably got a message from me about this going to the show. About this doctor's coming.
Well, I'm not sure. You know where I was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You remember I wasn't even hooked up.
Yeah.
So if you've been sending them.
it's a neat concept. Randy. One of my buddies here, Randy Olson. Me and my wife saw him and his wife, Glenda, Friday night. We saw him in Kmart. Our kids were in the band together. We was band boys.
What happened to Big Band?
To who?
Big Band. Who is Randy?
I don't know. I don't know where Randy is.
Is he alive? He came back here once,
man. I guess he's alive, yeah.
I got the AB. I'm going to keep that dress on that drag. You know that?
Mm.
I need to go to the post office.
You got one right up here?
Yeah, go to the second post office. And I could go. I need to go. I need to get this to the ground. I need to go. Shit. Get the two of them. Okay. He set up some food cards by letting me. I agree to that. I'm so mad. You know, it's real. ABG was successfully on the next one here. He was standing for it by the end of the stress of the cloud and could not be possible. So we'll be standing here with God's hand. I hope I don't pay for this by getting that in. The last time I did that, I had to choose up the system. But that's okay. No, it's not okay. I didn't mean that. I did not mean that. Okay. I got to watch my question.
I'm telling the first book, one of these people had a Steve McNair page. They love McNair, man.
Okay.
Damn, McNair, that's a shame, though. Still missing Steve.
I had said some point, guys, I said, man, don't do a Steve McNair now. Now, this guy's black, guys, but I don't need him. I remember Magnet.
did across. You have my father. Happy about that.
Well, see, he didn't understand.
I don't know what happened.
It didn't understand. You can replace it.
That's right. That's one thing I don't fool with.
Right.
It wasn't one of the seven. It was some kind of music program. That's what it was.
Right now,
it's a music program. It wasn't no one of the seven. So I'm going to take this crap.
It's a music program.
Yeah, some kind of. Oh, shit, I don't know. No, one thing I ain't going to fool with, and I do know that. It's coming on as we speak. But you know, Carolyn, I don't understand, seriously, why people don't have that no better to do.
Just sit around and make vows. That's what I don't understand.
Why?
I don't understand.
Nothing no better than to sit around and mess up somebody.
Yeah, right. That's what they want. So I put prosecuting to the fullest. I don't have a pity on it.
Say what?
Let me tell you, you put him under the jail, okay?
Well, I have to say I
don't. Because they're doing serious
damage. Yeah. There's
no need for it. That used to be, I don't know if it's still that way, but now it's that to be some countries now.
Yeah.
Russians and Chinese, well, I've got one. But it could, you know, yeah. It was young, you know, teenage boys. Because that's what got them. They started hiring them to make these viruses, anti-virus programs.
They talked about that other night on TV.
Because they sent ministers and I call that 15 years ago, at least, you know, I might have lost track of it, but yeah, but
last week, they had on CNN that we are the United States. How will we react to a cyber attack?
And we're not even, hey, I keep telling you, it's going to happen.
They said we're not even prepared for that.
No, a cyber attack,
yeah,
it's going to be just like having a, a military war.
They say it's going to be worse.
It's going to be worse. That's right.
Because what happens is going to destroy so many the infrastructure.
Right,
can't communicate.
That's why you don't need all of this stuff hooked up to the internet.
No, you don't.
I keep telling you. Hey, all this stuff hooked up to the internet.
Thank
you. It's going to happen. I don't know when.
But they talking about that on CNN.
Okay, they
talking
about that.
She said,
I've been feeling this for a bunch of years. Once you start getting all these computers hooked together, and then they got stuff out there now. I don't agree to it. You can't. It's nothing wrong with it. It's a smart idea. You can have, you know, when you ain't using all your computer power on your laptop, they got something out there to make like a supercomputer so that things can be done. I think cloud, you know, where the use is large. But you don't use that in the full court of your computer.
Okay.
And let it be used into this area I've got in there. And it be used to computer. You might be one time to use it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm not thinking what the top cost. But it's, but using all the power, but it's just why you end up with a gigantic
super computer.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's off the legal system. I hope I didn't screw up this thing.
It doesn't work.
Well, off the legal
system. It never worked?
No, it did. I thought I didn't, and I want to see the task. I'm going to have to find another way to get around it. No, and I don't know if I knocked out. He couldn't find something. I hope I didn't find it. But yeah, this thing will use the power of all the unused memory. Memory
mm-hmm.
and go into this big stay out there in Never Never Land. And that way you'll have a super computer. The power of super fantastic. It'll help some, you know, these companies, like the way they need a lot of computer power, business stuff.
See, another thing, the reason I don't like AT&T, like, for instance, if I use AT&T at the house, even on my DSL, or even on my car, you know, like the emails I send in, they block me. You cannot send them out.
What's that? Like, okay, say for instance, right, like right now, okay, I've seen those emails out through this program.
Yeah.
AT&T, you ain't gonna do that.
Okay.
Hell no. We don't have it. So they said, they ain't gonna let you do it.
So what they said?
They just block everything you send in, all of the players.
Okay.
Sprint. Yeah, I put my Sprint card in.
Yes, you got Sprint?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No problem. Because I put the Sprint card in. Who? AT&T.
That's how you found out, what?
Yeah.
Now, what did you run? You run AT&T on that? Is that what you
get? Yeah, DSL.
That's what your wife got. Oh,
right. But if you want to send out some emails,
okay,
ain't happening.
Well, that's why you don't keep
it. Ain't happening. Now, you can probably send out emails on Sprint. No problem. You can start there.
Yeah.
But, damn AT&T, I wouldn't recommend them to nobody.
Okay.
Well, you probably said, what you got it for, Larry?
Because
my wife likes that crap.
Why we got a car?
Why we need an AT&T card? Why? Tell me. Yeah. She said, well, I said $60 a month. Why? She said, well, we got everything AT&T, and I like AT&T, and I like my ass.
Okay. Well. Oh, tell her to go and get some AT&T and get something off the trailer.
That's right.
Okay, that's what we do. You know that?
You're right. Now you're talking.
Yeah, you're talking.
We spend a lot of money with AT&T. I mean, a lot. Awful lot. We wrote him a check the other day for $500. And I hate it.
What are you? Okay, you got all this DSL, you got phones.
Everything they got, we got it.
And you got the TV,
and
you got
the
cable.
Yeah. But I will have to agree with this, though. Now, one thing I do like the dish, the red TV thing. I like that. That's the AT&T.
But that's
they part of that bundle she's got.
Yeah, right, because that's the way they get
it,
until they get a young network, I guess.
Now, I do, I like that. But
now, I don't know if I'm running or not. I don't know which one I do. Do I do the
street
training? I don't know which one of these.
What you doing
up with? This ABC. I don't know which one I'm on. Read, just go.